From the studios of AIM International, this is AIM On Air, where we explore the methods, technologies, processes, and people on the front lines of digital transformation in action. I'm your host, Kevin Crane. Welcome to the show. Our guest today is Sham Tan. Sham is Chief Technical Officer at Helux Systems, and we're here talking about records management in SharePoint. Now look, over 2 million users use SharePoint. That's more than 250,000 organizations, including 85% of the Fortune 500. We can use SharePoint as a secure place to store and organize and share and access information. But what are some best practices that we should consider when it comes to migrating our records management over to SharePoint? That's what we'll be talking about today with Sham Tan. So Sham, welcome to the program today. Tell us more. What is your advice for business owners and enterprises that are looking to migrate their records management over to SharePoint?
Well, first of all, Kevin, thank you for having me. I'm glad to be on this podcast to talk about SharePoint and records and the migration of that. That's clearly, you know, the capabilities and expertise that Helux provides. And so be able to talk to someone like this and fill in and provide that knowledge and experience is going to be is a great opportunity for us. You know, in terms of best practices and things that you want to accomplish as part of the migration journey to SharePoint, there are a few things that we would like to ensure that organizations are prepped for and, you know, have the ability to do as part of that project or implementation. Essentially, you know, first thing we look at is, you know, is there any cleanup we need to do? With any migration, regardless of it being records or whatnot, cleanup is necessary, right? We don't want to bring in things that what we consider quote unquote garbage into the new system, especially with legacy systems where you're now moving to SharePoint Online and cloud. The cost of housing that information could be much more. So the more you can clean up in terms of reducing rot, which is, you know, redundant, obviously transitory information, is essential in order to reduce also. You know, making it much more easier to organize, but reducing the amount of content you need to bring over to the new platform. So having an ability to clean up or destroy any records that you can destroy prior to migrating is always essential. The other thing that we look at is the destination and how things are currently structured. A lot of times we're coming from file shares, you know, other legacy records management system. But typically what we find is that the content that we're migrating over is not well organized. So looking at, you know, having a more organized structure is something that we zero in on. You know, is the information architecture adequate for this new system? Is there an information architecture being applied currently, right? So, you know, doing a lift and shift is something that we don't promote. Sometimes it calls for that, you know, based on, you know, time constraints and budget and resources. But if we had all those things, you know, as non-issue, where we have a little bit more time, a little more money to spend, you know, taking the time to do a proper information architecture so that you can manage the information more effectively and apply the policies on top of that is something that, you know, we're critical in terms of recommending and strongly promoting. The other thing that I think folks tend to forget is that, yes, it's a technology project, right? You know, there's a strategy of moving things from, you know, point A to point Z, but the end users typically are a variable that is somewhat forgot about as part of this whole rollout and implementation. So with a new system, right, there's going to be a change in how people work, especially in the records space, where, you know, traditionally records has always been managed in what we call like on a, you know, siloed off area where anything's been declared as a record gets moved into a separate location where the records managers can now manage the policies on it and make sure that they're retained for X amount of time and then destroy it. But it's a separate area that the end users are not typically operating in. Whereas now, you know, the new way of managing records is what we call an in-place records management strategy, where content is being created, worked on, collaborated on, and then records are being defined within that same space. The policies are just being applied to the existing content in those collaboration areas, as opposed to being routed to a different location where it's now forgotten about. Now, there's certainly a strategy of archiving things and whatnot, but that traditionally, has been less and less where, things are being moved over. So having a strong change management strategy to educate the users on how to manage records. And then also, our policy has always been trying to abstract records management from the end users, where, they're key objective is being able to find the information needed to collaborate, to work with others. At the end of the day, these users don't care about records management. So to educate, spend all that money and training, which I've seen organizations do in the past, if they're not dealing with records day in, day out, all that training has gone out the window, right? So be able to have a system where you abstract the records management, all those policies that you need to apply happens behind the scenes, is going to be critical in having a system that is considered successful and works for your end users. So those are kind of like the main points that comes to mind when it comes to like rolling out a records management strategy on top of having to deal with the migration from the legacy system over to the new system.
Well, Shem, you mentioned some important challenges to consider or factors to consider: the amount of information, if it's redundant or obsolete or trivial, the policies that go behind all of that, and the aspects of change management and people that do the work. The where it goes is the question that I have. What makes SharePoint a good option for my records management repository?
Well, that's a good question. SharePoint has made huge strides in implementing capabilities and features to manage records. That is way different than what you had with the SharePoint on-premise version of that. Microsoft Purview is a platform not only for records management, but also to protect and govern your data, right? So having all that additional capabilities on top of records management makes SharePoint a good option in terms of getting additional capabilities out of your system, right? So not only do you get the records management side of things, you get the security capabilities as well. Data loss prevention, all those sorts of things to help, protect your data and keep it within your trust boundaries is absolutely critical. And a lot of times, I'll be honest with you, and when it comes to budget with organizations, the budget is coming from the security side of things, right? As opposed to the records management side of things. So be able to sell SharePoint capabilities on security will help the records management team or the IAM team be able to get SharePoint as an option on the table. So with that, you have those additional capabilities. AI is a huge component now, or with SharePoint, with Microsoft Syntex, Copilot. So those additional capabilities I'm talking about, Microsoft have huge, made huge strides with AI to be able to manage your content using artificial intelligence. And then, when it comes to organizations automating business processes, you also have the Power Automate platform, the Power App platform, or sorry, the Power Platform to help automate your business process once it's assigned to SharePoint. So at the end of the day, yes, SharePoint is great for records management, but really all the additional capabilities you get with SharePoint on top of that makes SharePoint a strong contender for your records management system.
Now, for our listeners that are in organizations that may indeed be looking at or making this transition over to SharePoint for records management, Sham, what's the biggest challenge that you see that trips people up? And what should we do to overcome that challenge?
Well, I mean, there's different challenges on different levels when it comes to the records management side of things. You want to have a cleanup done in your file plan. There is a limit of how many retention labels that can be created within Microsoft Purview. So having a large file plan that could amount to thousands of categories, you're gonna have to clean that up a little bit before you move over to Microsoft Purview and SharePoint Online. Again, going back to information architecture, right? If you're doing a lift and shift, being able to assign those retention labels to apply the right policies makes it difficult when it's not going into a structured environment So having a strong information architecture will allow you to apply these retention labels automatically. And there's different techniques, right? But this goes back to my point of having records management policies be applied automatically behind the scenes, where users are not going to be relied upon to say this document applies to this retention or record classification in order to get the right policies. If we can automate that, then the extraction happens clearly and simply, and therefore creating a better user experience for the end users. Other challenges, I would say, the one of the bigger challenges, because dealing with documents, there's a limit in terms of how complex it can get, right? You're moving documents from one location to another. Great. When the legacy systems include third-party integrations or customizations, that's where the project can get a little tricky. We've had organizations had many customizations where their current business processes, workflows, and things like that are integrating with their legacy records management system. So you're going to have to treat each of those customizations as somewhat as a mini project, do a discovery, determine how that's going to work in the new system, and have a strategy and plan to move that over where the impact on the users is minimal. So customization, third-party integrations, to me, is what increases the complexity of this type of project.
Organizations today have a huge amount of information that they're managing, and more every day. You mentioned the philosophy of lift and shift, or whether or not I lift everything and shift it, as the saying goes. What's one approach that will help us streamline the migration to SharePoint for records management? Are there techniques that can help me get my arms around the rather large scope of the amount of information that may be involved?
Yeah, most certainly. We tend to take a what we call a data-driven approach in terms of migrating records over. And that's just understanding, where it's coming from, doing discovery where it's coming from and where it needs to go. But before you do that, right, you need to have a discovery of what is valuable, what is considered redundant, obsolete, transitory, and then determine the actions that need to occur for those types of files, and being able to kind of minimize the amount of moving parts that needs to happen in the migration. But as I said earlier in our conversation, I think the biggest factor in our approach is having a well-defined information architecture. I can't stress it enough. I know I've mentioned it a couple of times, but that's what separates ourselves from other organizations, is having that well-defined information architecture so that we can make the rules and decisions on how to route things based on, this new structure. But as part of that discovery, if you can understand what's there, either through metadata that's provided by the system or metadata that can be extracted through artificial intelligence, you can make more conscious decisions on how to handle the content going forward. And so having a strong information architecture just really sets the or lays the table, so to speak, in terms of making that process a little easier and making the right decisions when you have to deal with so much content as part of this larger migration.
We are here today with Sham Tan, Chief Technical Officer at Helux Systems, and we're talking about records management in SharePoint. You can find Sham and find out more at helux.ai. That's helux.ai. Now, Sham, tell us more about Helux and how you help with all of this.
Yeah, so Helux has been around for a very long time dealing with SharePoint. We've been involved with SharePoint since the early days of SharePoint, I want to say 2003, when it was called WSS. Now, it's been a while. I forgot the earlier names of SharePoint, but when it was on premise. And so, we've been around helping customers deploy SharePoint, implement, custom solutions, build out automations, and so on and so forth. But a part of that journey, we've been involved in the information management and records management side of things. So when it comes to deploying SharePoint, It's not something where, IT would go ahead and give it, deploy SharePoint, like if it was like Microsoft Office, where, you get very little training or there's very little you need to do when it comes to releasing it to the user. SharePoint's a little bit more different than that, where you need to have the right, guardrails, governance, set up in order to have a well smooth operating system like SharePoint. So, what we've been really good at is understanding, what a proper SharePoint deployment looks like. And we also provide tools to not only set up your SharePoint with a proper set of guardrails along with the information architecture, but you always still have tools to migrate that content over to SharePoint, leveraging artificial intelligence. So there's two products there. Themis IA, which stands for information architecture, which allows you to deploy SharePoint in an accelerated manner using our methodology, using our blueprint. And then we have another product called Themis ICE, which stands for intelligent content enrichment, that allows you to migrate content by performing discovery and extracting metadata using artificial intelligence learning models to be able to extract additional metadata that you have from the body of the content. So, for example, if I can extract the vendor and the invoice number from invoices, I can use those pieces of metadata to route it to the proper libraries in SharePoint Online and then assign the right tags based on the information architecture that now we've designed for the new place. So, having those tools, having those understanding of what it takes to deploy a SharePoint environment gives us an edge on with this type of project compared to other organizations.
Can you give us an example of one organization that you have worked with that was successful using your approach? What did they do and what were the results?
Yeah, so I think are we supposed to say the name or?
Whatever you'd like.
Okay, it's a security commissioner out here in Canada, and it was a really good experience in terms of, having a client that understands the importance of how to execute a project like this. They knew that, records management has changed in the way users would like to operate in a records management system, but also how it needs to be managed going forward. So change management was one of the things that was top of mind for this particular organization. And they knew that having a strong information architecture is critical in order to operate and have a successful records management solution. So right off the bat, they did, all the discovery and planning and how they wanted to define the user experience. They were aligned with our philosophy on how it should be managed. So, they spent quite a bit of time. One of the things that organizations may not spend a lot of time on, again, is on the information architecture. So we were able to build out a team on their side that was able to help us define the information architecture of the new SharePoint environment prior to us doing the migration of the records. So in terms of that experience, they knew that it was critical and very important to have that in place in order to make sure that the rest of the project can be done successfully and with the ability to ensure that the records management policies can be applied, I would say successfully with that new structure. So that particular use case or client of ours has been very successful because not only did they recognize, what was considered important, but they were able to execute it with very little help from us once, we told them how it needed to run. And right now we're still in the process of migrating, but it has been a lot easier based on the solution or destination that we've been able to define within SharePoint Online being the new system that they're using for records management. So
We are here with Sham Tan, CTO with Helix Systems. Sham, what are some next steps for our listeners? Where can our listeners go to learn more? Is there a resource that you can suggest?
yeah, so I mean, earlier you called out the website for us, like helix.ai is our website. We have a section there on our blueprint, our our methodology in terms of how we execute this type of project. So I think you can find a lot more information on there. Certainly, it's surface level. We can certainly have a call to discuss more, but you with everything I've said on this podcast, you can find the information on how we approach this type of project, how we approach migration of Rex to SharePoint Online, and then also with information on the products that we have to help with that journey, being able to define an information architecture with Athena's IA and accelerate that deployment to SharePoint Online, as well as having the product to migrate your data with the help of AI. Content right now is considered gold. Organizations are creating more and more and more content nowadays, but if you can't create insights or provide insights from your content and be able to use that in a productive manner where you can make quick decisions about your business, then that content is it becomes useless. It just ends up becoming a vacuum where you store information, and not to be able to make the use of it. It's very disappointing for an organization, and then it just becomes a maintenance nightmare from that point on. So I would say, visit our website. We have a lot more information on there, and if we need to have a quick discussion, we can certainly have that as well.
Shem, it has been great speaking with you today. We're almost out of time, but before I let you go, one last question. What should executives, technologists, CIOs, all of us really, be thinking about today and strategizing for in order to be prepared for the world in 5 years' time?
Yeah, so I don't think I'm going to be saying anything surprising to the larger audience, but obviously, with AI and specifically generative AI, trying to understand how you can leverage that technology to improve your business is going to be critical within the next 5 years. Prior to generative AI, in our case, we use AI to help with migrations, being able to process content and extract key information we need from content in order to migrate that content over in a larger scale has been critical for us. So as an organization, I would think about how these technologies, specifically generative AI, can help improve your business. Certainly other organizations have already started with that. You've seen and heard stories where as a trainer, in the fitness industry, you can go to a trainer and they would provide you a program on how to work out if you were looking to lose 20 pounds of weight and increase 5% of muscle. You would go to a trainer for that. Now they have programs for you to enter that particular query, and generative AI will produce a program for you. So, being on top of that and being able to see if your organization can take advantage of that, to me, within the next 5 years would be critical.
That is Sham Tan, Chief Technical Officer at Helux Systems. Sham, thank you so much for being our guest today on AIM on Air.
Well, thank you, Kevin. This was a pleasure, and I'd love to do this again.
This has been AIM on Air. Find us at aim.org. That's AIIM. I'm your host, Kevin Crane. Thanks for listening. AIM International, AIIM.org.